when it comes to the faithfulness of God to His Word, we normally only think of it in terms that directly benefit us. I will never leave you nor forsake you. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Those types of faithful promises. But we rarely apply the truth of God's faithfulness to His Word to when God's Word is a pronouncement against us. So things like, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that will he also reap. For the one who sows to his flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. Somehow, we have missed or downplayed that God is faithful to his word in this aspect. And perhaps it's because we don't have the right understanding of grace. We've been told that God has storehouses of grace ready to heap upon his children. But just because God is a God of generous grace does not mean he will not be faithful to his word. When you presume upon grace, you taint grace. So that is what is before us in 2 Samuel chapter 13, the faithfulness of God to his word to discipline David. Don't treat lightly the warnings of God, for he will be just as faithful to them as to the promises of blessings. As you pray today, please remember Danny and Rita Ballard, our missionaries in the Philippines. And also remember the Cron Western Lifeword broadcast that's heard throughout the Ivory Coast and Liberia.